Many New Jersey towns actively court residents from other parts of the state and beyond. They want tourists to come to their beaches and boardwalks to buy beach tags and ice cream cones. So they try to make getting onto the beach easy, with lots of access points, parking, and bathrooms.
Then there's the other 40% of the coastline, which are in residential communities, in which they don't want to have people that don't live there come.
Tim Dillingham is the director of the American Littoral Society, an organization focused on coastal issues. He drives me down a handful of streets that dead-end into beaches on the shore town of Deal, north of Asbury Park. No parking signs dot some of the streets, and landscaping or other barriers block public access to the water. We stop on one street with a wall at the end.
When you get to the end of the wall here and you look over it, of course what you see is a very long drop down.
Dillingham would like to see the town remove the wall and build a set of stairs onto the beach, especially since this sand is about to get a lot wider.
When the nourishment project comes in, it's going to build a beach out about two-thirds of the way out to these jetties. So there'll be a nice, beautiful beach here that no one will be able to get to, except for the people who live right next to it.
State Senator Jim Whalen also wants better access to the state's beaches. So he's sponsored a bill that would require shore protection projects to have good access to the waterfront. That would include beach nourishment projects that are a part of the recovery from Sandy.
We would make certain that the public access is a part of what we do, as opposed to allowing towns to, you know, get public dollars, do the enhancements to their beach, but then not have the ability in a very real way for people to access the beach.
Whalen thinks this would really only impact a handful of communities, though he didn't want to name names.
The South Jersey Shore communities are pretty good. The issue comes up a little more in some of the, frankly, upscale communities in North Jersey, where they have had more limited access to the beach.
Larry Raganese is a spokesperson for the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection. He says the state already has a good public access plan, and it's only a year and a half old.
Instead of government coming in and slamming down the hammer and saying, you must put this in every 30 yards, you must have something, we said, hey, Town X, what makes sense for you?
Raganese admits that improving public access slipped off the radar a bit last year while the state was so focused on rebuilding from Sandy. But he said the DEP is working on it. There's new access, parking, and bathrooms in Loveladies on Long Beach Island, for example. Linden just submitted a new access plan for the DEP's review.
If a town doesn't provide real access, of course, we always have the potential of taking legal action against the town. I mean, they're required to provide public access and good public access.
But he thinks that by giving communities a say in the planning, it won't come to that. Dillingham, with the Littoral Society, doesn't agree.
They really have tried to bait and switch very strong, legally enforceable requirements to provide public access with a very soft program that is voluntary and puts the responsibility in the hands of people in these towns who have been hostile to public access for years and years.
Senator Whalen's bill is currently under review by the Senate Banking Committee, but its chances are still uncertain. Governor Chris Christie vetoed a similar bill last year. Tracy Samuelson, WHYY News.